Hi, I'm Rachel, and you're listening to A Love Note. If you romanticize cheesy holiday rom-coms, this story is for you. This is Craigslist BF. Craigslist.org/gigs/labor gigs. Title: Looking for Someone to Kiss on New Year's. Serious inquiries only. I'm looking for a straight 20 to 40 year old male to go to a New Year's Eve party with me, a straight 31 year old female. We will dance, make small talk with other couples, and kiss at midnight. No tongue. Compensation: free food / booze, plus 2 tickets to a Journey concert in February. Please email jennyjen865@gmail.com if you're interested. And please, for the love of God, no dick pics. Thanks. Dear Jenny Jen, I know you said serious inquiries only, but before I can decide, I gotta know, is this a joke? Because if it is, it's a very good one. Brava. If not, I think you need to get some help. Sincerely, Benny Ben. P.S. Are the Journey tickets real? If so, I'll reconsider. Don't Stop Believin' is my jam. Dear Benny Ben, ha, I wish it was a joke. The Craigslist ad was my cry for help, and you answered it. Now you have a moral and civic duty to help me. My boyfriend of 6 months just dumped me for a prepubescent model. I know, so original. My sister is throwing the New Year's Eve party. Last month, I told her she could meet him at the party, but now I'm too much of a wimp to tell her I'm alone for the holidays. Again. Hence the ad. If you want to help, great. If not, stop clogging my inbox. Jen. P.S. Please see attached picture of the very real Journey tickets. I won them in a raffle at my company's holiday party. I also like Don't Stop Believin', but I have no one to go with, so... yeah. Dear Jen, this sounds like the plot of a crappy Hallmark movie, but I believe you. The pictures of the tickets didn't hurt. Lucky for me, I don't have plans on New Year's Eve. Sign me up. Love, your pretend boyfriend, Ben. Not so fast, Ben, if that's even your real name. Send me a picture of yourself holding today's newspaper. The Times, please. So I know you're a real person, not some Nigerian prince who's going to ask for my routing number the next email. As requested, attached is my headshot with The Times. You should know, these can be faked with Photoshop. I didn't fake mine, cross my heart, hope to die, but a motivated prince could figure it out. The best and realest, Ben. P.S. Nigerian princes are real people too, you know. All right, you'll do. Meet me at 5th and 1st Ave at 8 p.m. Dress to impress. Jen. Wait, don't I get a picture of you? Fair's fair. Besides, how do I know this isn't some weird catfish? You could be a 200-pound dude setting up a trap to kidnap me on New Year's Eve. Ben. No picture. You'll have to take your chances. I'll be wearing a red scarf and matching beanie and gloves. Here is my phone number, 555-465-1555. Call me if you change your mind. Or, if a 200-pound man tries to kidnap you on a well-trafficked intersection on one of the busiest nights of the year. Jen. P.S. Maybe you're the one who needs help. Thank you for listening to this love note. You can find the written version of this note through the link in the show notes at rrondon.com. That's the letter R, another R, then ondon.com. And while you're there, you might as well sign up for the lovely newsletter and have love notes sent directly to your inbox once a month. Or don't. You can do whatever you want. I'll be here next week with a fresh love note just for you. Bye.